Hey Peggy, we waiting on anybody?
No.
We're good? I'm gonna go ahead and call the meeting to order. Would you please rise for the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What's that? Play ball. All right, Peggy, you wanna call the roll?
Yes, sir. Mr. Adams?
Present.
Mr. Batsel?
Here.
Mr. Gibbony is excused. Mr. Greiner?
Here.
Mr. Howell?
Here.
Mr. Kesselring is excused. Mr. Schott?
Here.
We have a quorum, sir.
Very good. Would you like to read the notes?
Yes, sir. Cases heard by the Planning and Zoning Commission will be presented to City Council in accordance with the schedule provided after each case in the agenda. Please note that the City Council meetings will begin at 4 o'clock p.m. and are held at City Hall, City Council Chambers, second floor, located at 151 Southeast Osceola Avenue.
Thank you very much. Consideration of minutes. Everybody have a chance to read the minutes, and if so, we have a motion for approval or discussion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. There's no discussion. Call the roll.
Mr. Adams?
Aye.
Mr. Howell?
Aye.
Mr. Batsel?
Aye.
Mr. Schott?
Yes, aye.
Mr. Greiner?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very good. Okay, move right to it. We'll get to the subdivision, the Brentwood at Four Ranch final plat.
Karen Cupp, Growth Management Department, 201 Southeast Osceola, Southeast 3rd Street, second floor. Before you use the final plat for the Brentwood at Four Ranch, this five acre piece of property is a portion of the larger Four Ranch. And at the time that the piece was sold off, it was required that they plat prior to completion of the development that is currently under construction there, which is an assisted living facility, also called Brentwood at Four Ranch. The site has access from publicly maintained Southwest 48th Avenue that connects, goes from State Road 200 up to 38th Street. The water in the sanitary sewer is available and is being tapped into to service the site with sanitary sewer and potable water. The on-site utilities will be privately maintained unless there are lines that are larger than 6 inches. Then an easement will be granted, which was shown on the site plan for the assisted living facility. The engineering department is recommending approval of the plat subject to completion of legal review.
Okay. Any questions for staff? Okay. So I guess there's no petitioner here, or is there a petitioner here?
He contacted me on his way from Tampa. He said the traffic was...
Surprising.
I was afraid, based on what I was going through, I actually come from St. Petersburg, but based on the traffic in Tampa, I wasn't sure if I was going to get here in time, so that made it.
Very good.
Any questions anybody has?
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name's Scott Brainerd. I'm with William Carnes Enterprises, developer, 286 107th Avenue, Treasure Island, Florida.
You have anything to add to
that? No.
Okay, any questions? Very good.
Okay.
Thanks for driving up.
Sorry. That's what I told her. I'd rather come up and have no questions than not be here and have questions that didn't take. Thank you.
All right. Open up for public discussion. If anybody has anything to say for or against, step forward, please. Okay, close that off. Bring it back to the board for discussions or motions.
Move for approval.
And a motion for approval.
I'll second.
And a second. As long as there's no discussion, call the roll.
Discussion.
Okay.
The approval would be subject to the completion of legal review, correct?
Correct, yes. Do we need to add that on there? Should we add that on there?
It's a part of the recommendation.
It's part of the recommendation.
Okay. So we're good. Call the roll.
Mr. Howell?
Aye.
Mr. Batsel?
Aye.
Mr. Adams?
Aye.
Mr. Schott?
Aye.
Mr. Greiner?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very good. Okay, moving right along. Abrogation, ABR 12-0003. Patty?
Good evening.
Patty Hitchcock on behalf of the City of Calligraph Management Department. This is a request of Leopard Transport to abrogate a portion of Northeast 18th Place. Leopard Transport owns the property to the north and to the south of 18th Place. And they have requested that the right-of-way be abrogated in order that they can join their two properties. Staff has reviewed the request for abrogation, found there are no utilities within the right-of-way, and we have no objection. I'll answer any questions you might have.
I've got one. The weird little piece of property that wraps around behind it, how is that section of that going to be abrogated? Is the owner of that property going to get any portion of it, or? Okay. All right.
Weird little piece that wraps around it.
It's the through section.
There's...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The two Leopold lots.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one that wraps around the back of it that actually hits the street, but Dan answered it.
Is that it? Any other questions? Is the agent here like to add anything?
My name is Dan Hicks, 421 South Pine Avenue, Ocala, Florida. I'm the agent for the applicant. I think the question Russ asked was what happens with a little change of statute that says you split it on both sides of the road, so statutorily it's got to be split. The properties B4 and one parcel and the other three are M1. And as Ms. Hitchcock said, there are no utilities of any kind in this particular right-of-way. So glad to answer any of your questions.
What do you guys plan on doing with that property?
Well, it's going to allow Leopard to kind of close it off since they've got it on each side of the road. They're part of it.
Right.
More than anything. It's going to give them one site instead of two sites where they got a road split back and forth.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Patty, I had another question for you, actually.
Okay.
So what's the city getting back in return for this?
Property being returned to the tax rolls.
Okay. But it's just getting amalgamated into the other two parcels, right? So, I mean, it's like how much is it really going to add to the tax rolls?
We're not getting any compensation for this action. The fees were for the processing and for advertising. Whether or not it opens an opportunity for redevelopment of the site or expansion of the business would also be a benefit to the city.
And there is going to be some redevelopment on the Leopard site. It's one of the reasons we're doing it.
That's why I asked you what you were doing on the site there.
Well, we're going to do some redevelopment, and of course, it's going to allow us to fence it, which, you know, we've had some problems with vandalism. It's going to help with that. We are going to do some additional rehabilitation there.
Okay. But. Any other questions? I'll open up to the public. If anybody has anything to say for or against, please step forward. Nope. All right. Close that off and bring it back to the board. Motions, discussions?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I have a motion for approval.
I'll second.
And a second. Okay. Call the roll.
Mr. Adams?
Aye.
Mr. Betzel?
Aye.
Mr. Howell?
Aye.
Mr. Schott?
Aye.
Mr. Kreiner?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very good. Okay. Land use and zoning, LUC 12-0002 and ZON 12-0003.
Okay. Patty Hitchcock again on behalf of the Growth Management Department. This is a request of the Francis Marion Military Academy to change the land use and zoning on approximately 10.16 acres. From light industrial to public buildings and facilities, and the zoning from M1 light industrial to institutional. Just a couple months ago, the board reviewed a land use and zoning change adjacent to the north of this on 6 acres. At that time, the Military Academy was going to be purchasing the 6 acres so they could get started on a new location for their school. They've since acquired that 6 acres and acquired this additional 10.16 acres. And they are looking to open a charter public high school in this location and have requested the land use and zoning change. Staff recommends approval, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for staff? Nope. Okay. Thank you. Is the petitioner here or the agent?
Name is Charles Domenzis, P.O. Box 4230, Ocala, Florida. I'm president of Francis Marion Military Academy. I'm here to answer any questions.
Any questions?
No.
Everybody good? I guess we're good.
Thank you.
Wow, you did a great job.
Yep.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We'll open it up to the public. Please step forward and state your name and address for the record.
My name is Sherry Hanrahan, and I live on Northeast 22nd Street. My property backs up to where the school is going to be built. I mean, I'm welcoming the school, but has anybody looked at that property out there?
Pretty clear cut now, isn't it?
There's nothing. It's awful. And I mean, I welcome the school, and I think it's a very good thing that they're doing, but I'm just hoping they're gonna do something out there. I mean, I cannot imagine. From what I understand, the fence is gonna go right up against my property line. So I'm gonna be looking at I spoke to Mr. Tom Adair. He said they're gonna put a nice, black, 6-foot chain link fence right up against my property line. So I am not looking forward in my older years to be sitting out there just looking at a big chain link fence. I mean, I understand that, and it did need to be really cleaned out of there. I've lived there for a long time, and I dealt with a lot of damage from the older trees and everything that were back there. But I thought there was some kind of a law that you just can't go and just flatten everything. It's just, I hope that they can do something. And another thing I want to know is the entrance and the exit. Where is that going to be?
I think...
I mean, are they going to be driving through our neighborhood? And
no, and I think it was off of 19th, if I'm not mistaken.
Because they have to have a separate, like an emergency...
There's an emergency exit, if I remember.
So how is that going to work? Because I've been really happy. We have a lot of older people that live in the neighborhood, but I've been really happy to see there's some younger families moving in there. And, you know, there are a lot of little kids. I have a granddaughter at 6 years old. She visits me a lot. And, I mean, I don't let her out of my sight or anything, but we like to walk through the neighborhood. And I've been noticing a lot of people exercising on bicycles and a lot of younger families with strollers and little kids on their little bicycles. And I'm just a little concerned about that.
Well, as you can see, I mean, based on this, the entrance and exit is off of 19th Avenue there.
Okay, and do you all worry about the traffic or anything? Because, I mean, we have now 2 or 3 train tracks back there. And you should see, everything is gone. I can stand on my porch and I can see the train track. I can see the railroad crossing. I can see 19th Avenue from my house. And, you know, they said they were going to give us, I think it was 50 yards off the back. And now, from what I understand, and of course it depends on who you talk to, they're just going to put this gigantic fence up there. And they were worrying about a flooding issue, which we had a problem with that, I think about 3 years ago when they came through and put the city sewage in. Oh, that was a mess. And, you know, it's just those sort of things that I'm really concerned about.
Right. And I didn't know, I mean, you want to pop up there?
I know, a nice gentleman. I met him, and I thought he might have been my neighbor, and he told me he was the builder, and I was like, oh, boy.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, this is just a kind of a land use and zoning hearing right now, certainly a site plan review. I mean, that's also part of the process, but that's not what we're doing tonight. But I certainly understand your concerns. I think that's something that would be more handled during a site plan review.
And you know, what happens if the zoning can't be changed? I mean, you're not going to fight the school board, I know that, but it's kind of frightening to think that someone can buy a piece of property and just, I mean, there were owls out there, there were gophers out there. There were, because my neighbor and I have been cleaning out. I love to garden. It's my little thing to do, but it's just sad. It just really is. My granddaughter's 6 years old, and she stood there and she said, "Meemaw, how are we going to breathe if everyone keeps tearing out the trees?" A six-year-old said that to me. It was sad. So, you know, it's right. I just want to bring that up.
I appreciate
it. Speak my mind.
That's what this is for. Thank you very much.
But it's like I said, it's scary to think someone can purchase a piece of property and have a vision of doing something and yet not even having the zoning. It's kind of scary what's happening to our government.
Well, you know, it was light industrial, if I'm not mistaken, before.
Yes.
So, you know, you could have had a big warehouse back there, too. So.
Well, I know that. And they tried to put multi-density housing, and praise God they didn't do that because, with the train, I was so worried about little kids being back there.
But
I'm just going to trust that y'all take care of us, I guess.
Well, thank you. We're going to try.
Okay. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public? Okay, we'll close that off. Bring it back to the board.
I've got a few questions.
Oh. I do too.
All right, we got some questions. Who are they directed at?
Staff. since this is a school, does this go through typical site plans?
This will go through typical site plan review.
They'd be required to meet site plan requirements?
Yes, and there'll be a tree restoration plan for the site.
And buffers?
And buffers.
Required buffers?
Yes.
Okay.
Which are, I mean, just off the top of your head, can you?
I think it's 10.
10 with a wall.
10 with a wall. Yeah, or 25.
10 with a wall or 25?
25, yeah. And there may be some combination, at least in preliminary discussions, it's been a combination of berms and plantings, and you know, we've talked briefly about fences, but chain link fence is not something that's locked in.
Yep. If it is chain link fence, will there be a 25-foot buffer between
like
the chain link and the
like
property?
If the chain link wasn't back on the property line, yes. I would, you know, I would like the buffer to be the people to enjoy the best view that they could possibly have. From,
right.
And we'll work on those things. Like
okay.
Whoever cleared the property have a permit to do the clearing?
A permit, but there was a mistake.
Is there a code?
There was a mistake made. There's not a code enforcement violation at this point. We're working with the applicant. There was a mistake made by the contractor. We're working.
Seems like we have. That's fairly common.
Yeah, it's fairly.
Contractors making mistakes.
So as part of the tree mitigation, they're going to have to replant?
They will.
Quite a few more, and you
yes.
can dictate where that's going to be? And,
yes.
Okay.
What are the buffers like on the railroad tracks, not on the neighboring properties where she's worried about, but on the railroad tracks, just for the school's sake? I mean, are they uniform, regardless of?
No, they don't have to buffer the tracks.
Not at all?
They don't have to. I would think that they would.
Any more questions?
You good? No.
You good?
I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Well, one more thing. The one of the things brought up was drainage. Is this development actually going to improve the overall basin as far as drainage goes, impacting the surrounding residential area, Paul?
Yes, Paolo Mastroserio, 170 Southeast 32nd Place, Ocala, Florida. Mastroserio Engineering. The drainage that's proposed, you can see it as blue, as wet, but it's not going to be wet. It's designed as a dry pond. And as you see that there, I've already run the drainage numbers. It hold the entire 100-year, 24-hour storm, so it's going to improve. Although we would have right to discharge the pre-development and post-development difference, the entire stormwater is held on site.
But the plan is to change the condition of the edge so the water doesn't run into the sites to the north, so it actually should improve.
Yeah.
There have been some flooding problems in that area, is my understanding.
Yeah, everything kind of migrates down kind of this way and ends up coming down in this corner here. So we've put together a master kind of grading plan, and everything will be channelized on this side of the buffer, actually, the way it's designed now, kind of on the north end of those fields, and then go into the retention pond, both with swales and piping network. But it's definitely going to be a drainage improvement to those adjacent property owners. And I understand the lady's concerns, and I'm sure we'll have some dialogue on with her, and you know, try to protect the public the best we can.
Okay.
Anything else? And then that, if you're, let me go ahead and say this, as far as the access is concerned or the traffic, I think as we go through the site plan process, we'll deal with how the school expands and whether or not turn lanes or anything are going to be required. And I'm sure there's going to be a request for some sort of emergency egress. And up here in the northwestern part of the site, there's an old right-of-way there, or there's a right-of-way there. That might be a place that we could do an emergency exit in case.
Does that correspond with any of the parking areas?
Yes, kind of right back here.
Okay.
Just on this side. And that's it.
All right.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, good. Come back up here.
Okay, I think what he's talking about, that property pretty much comes right out where Larson's farm is.
Right.
So even if that is an emergency exit, that's going to be going right through a neighborhood. It's going to come out right there where Anthony Industrial Park is, which will bring it back out to 8th Avenue, or, you know, depends on what they're going to call it in a year or so.
Right, but again, that's just an emergency exit. That's okay. Not going to be a...
It's not likely that you'd even be able to tell that it was an access point.
Okay. All right. And I only have one more question. Is that the final plan? Because I've gotten three in the mail.
No, ma'am. No.
So can I have a copy of that, or how do we know what's going to happen?
It's a part of the public record now, but it's only conceptual.
Mm-hmm.
We'll post it, and it'll go through a site plan review process. We have your name and number. I'm sure that you can talk to the applicant when you leave, and they can make sure that you can ask them. You can get it from them, but it's also, again, it's a public record, so when it's submitted, you can be notified, and you can come look at it.
Okay.
The property will be posted right along. Likely, a sign will be posted on Northeast 19th Avenue as to when the site plan meeting will be.
Oh, okay.
But you're welcome to stay in touch with me.
All right. I just kind of like to know what to expect, because every time we turn around, it's like something else, so... I appreciate your time and I.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bring it back up here. You got anything else? Motion? Discussion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Got a motion for approval and a second. Any discussions? We're good. Call the roll.
Mr. Schott?
Aye.
Mr. Adams?
Aye.
Mr. Batson?
Aye.
Mr. Howell?
Aye.
Mr. Greiner?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, moving on to LUC 10-0025 and ZON 10-0028.
Okay, last month we heard the annexation petition from AutoZone Stores for the property at 3467 Northeast Jacksonville Road. 1.23 acres. Council has introduced that ordinance and will take final action regarding annexation on June 19th. In the meantime, we'd like to move forward with the land use and zoning change to bring it into conformance with City of Ocala Comprehensive Plan. And we're proposing a change from commercial land use in the county to retail services in the city. And a rezoning from B2 community business in the county to B2 community business in the city. The property's been developed as an AutoZone. and just recently became contiguous, and so we moved forward with the application they submitted at the time of development. They needed to request annexation in order to get water and sewer service from the city. The proposed land use and zoning is consistent with the surrounding area, and we recommend approval, and I would be happy to answer your questions.
Okay. Any questions for staff? I think you're good. Does the agent want to add anything? No? Any questions for the agent? Make him do something?
Dance.
Okay. Open up to the public. If anybody has anything to say for or against, please step forward. Good. Close that off. Bring it back to the board.
Just for staff, is 35th being widened as part of the Commerce Park, everything? Is that one of the roads that runs east and west?
Yeah, there's a plan to widen 35th.
Then I made into it this. I'm just wasting time, but just wondering. Well, if we don't have any discussion, I'll move for approval.
Got a motion for approval?
Second.
And a second. Call the roll.
Mr. Batsel?
Aye.
Mr. Howell?
Aye.
Mr. Adams?
Aye.
Mr. Schott?
Aye.
Mr. Greiner?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very good. All right. Now on to LUC 12-0003 and ZON 12-0004.
Okay. This petition is from White Waldron as trustee of the Waldron Children 2 Trust for a land use and zoning change on 4.29 acres located at 2157 Northeast Jacksonville Road. Property presently has a land use designation of retail services and zoning of B4 general business. They are requesting a land use of light industrial and a rezoning to M1 light industrial. The property is located on the south side of Northeast Jacksonville Road, right across from the Marion County Livestock Pavilion. The approximately 20,000 square foot building is vacant, but has been used in the past as a tractor and construction equipment sales and service. At that time, it was a non-conforming use because of the degree of, because it has outdoor storage, which the B4 district does not allow. But with the closing of the business, they lost the non-conforming protection. The prospective tenant is an auto repair garage, and they also have a towing company that is under the same umbrella. They're proposing that they would operate the repair garage, and staff's concern was the towing of vehicles and how they are stored. They believe that they will predominantly be stored indoors, but M1 does allow limited outdoor storage. In the M1 zone, given the size of the buildings on the site, they would be limited to approximately 6,000 square feet of outdoor storage, and it must be screened from public view. They'll need to submit a site plan to staff showing the location of any outdoor storage and the landscaping that will screen it from view, and that will be reviewed and approved by the Growth Management Department. The area is characterized by commercial and industrial land use and zoning. The request is consistent with the surrounding area. And like I said, any screening of the material will have to be subject to a site plan review. Staff recommends approval, and I would be happy to answer any questions. You do have in your backup, we did receive a couple of phone calls opposed. And I believe there are some members of the area here this evening as well.
Okay. Any questions for staff? Okay. Thank you. Is the agent here?
Good afternoon. Randall Alford, 1811 East Fort King Street, Ocala. I'm actually a real estate broker. I actually contracted the property with the Lassards. They currently own Collision, or Perfection Collision, over off of Northeast with A Street, right? Northeast A Street. They've outgrown their location where they're at now. They have contracts with the City of Ocala, FHP, Sheriff's Office, and
obviously this is a good time to be buying real estate and for what you can get for the money, and it's an ideal location for it. Mr. Waldron, the property owner, is also here this evening. They moved out. John, it was the old former John Deere dealership. I'm sure you all remember that. It's been sitting there vacant for about 3 years. Then obviously I heard somebody mention earlier vandalized. They've had both air conditioners taken off the roof of all places. So obviously they're going to do quite a bit to address Ms. Hitchcock's on the west side of the property. It's kind of, it butts up to the M2 zoning over there. The outdoor storage, to address that, because I know that's probably going to be one of the larger concerns. They obviously will fence that off with the black type fencing, and obviously it's a very limited space. But since they do, to use one example, back in January, the big I-75 crash, obviously they have to pull in some of those vehicles for investigation purposes, and those will be locked up and behind. But there may be some that stay just a little bit longer than they're supposed to. But most of the time on insurance claims, you know, when somebody has an accident, they're usually rotated pretty quickly in and out of there. So.
Okay. Any questions?
And your client's plan is that any of the outdoor, anything needs to be stored outdoors would be behind the fence, is that correct?
That's correct. The entire property is fenced now, but what we're particularly talking about is the screen, the privacy screen type fence. Yes, sir.
So the entirety of the outdoor storage would be
the black privacy screen.
Enclosed by privacy fence.
Yes, sir. And their intentions right now, we have to submit a site plan upon approval from you folks, is basically do the west side that butts up to the M2, keep it away, because there is some residential to the south of the property, so obviously we want to take the neighbors into consideration. We're not going to put any storage down there of vehicles. And there is two obviously there's a lot of square footage in the building, but there's actually two buildings on the property. One will be actually used for the paint shop. The other will be a collision repair facility, the front.
Excuse me. Any other questions? I think we're good.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll open up for public discussion. Step forward to the podium. State your name and address for the record, please.
Scott Steele, on the adjoining property. Okay.
To the west.
Do you have it on your screen up there?
Yes.
Sir, can I get your address, please?
To the east. You're to the east.
2206 Northeast 8th Avenue.
Thank you.
Okay. Can I go ahead?
Yes. Oh, sure. I just was wondering which property.
Oh, okay. All right. This is what I wanted to bring up here. I mean, you know, millions of dollars were just spent refurbishing the livestock pavilion, four-laning that street, and you know, the business development will follow in that area. But if we put a towing company and a body shop and a scrapyard in there, it's going to severely limit any future economic growth or growth in the tax base in that area. And all the surrounding property owners, their properties are going to be devalued. Now, I have gone around and personally talked to them, okay? And some of them have called in to express the idea that they aren't happy with it. And the livestock pavilion there is a major draw in Marion County. And we need to have retail establishments there instead of a scrapyard, because it's just not conducive, and it just doesn't work with the zoning as it is with the surrounding property. And I just feel like it's just not a good mix for the community, because developers are going to go where they can find land at a reasonable price. They can't build everything on 200 and Highway 40. So I kind of feel like as they begin to move northward, that's sort of a key area for future development there and the development of other businesses that would increase the tax base of the city. So that's about what I had to say.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Now, as far as a scrapyard goes, it's not allowed in this.
Scrap, that would only be allowed in M3 heavy industrial.
Right.
This is light industrial. And outdoor storage is limited to 6,000 square feet specifically. No junk cars sitting there waiting to need a part off of it for another repair job. That would be considered to be an auto salvage yard and is not allowed in this location.
Okay, very good.
Can I say something?
We do have, I mean, I know what the code allows and I understand that, and I think that, you know, sounds good and reasonable. My concern is if it's not monitored and enforced any better than the tree ordinance, you know, and land clearing in the city is monitored and enforced. It doesn't, you know, no matter what the code says, there's maybe not so much what does the code say, but what can we expect realistically? I mean, realistically.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, if someone violates the tree code, the trees are gone. If someone violates the zoning regulations and there's salvage vehicles sitting there, that's a code enforcement case. And there's actions that can be taken to cause that to be corrected.
How would you know? If you've got 6,000 square feet of parking, I'm assuming you're going to park more than a couple cars in there. How would you know that they're all getting out of there at one point and new ones are coming in? I mean, it seems to me you're going to have a constant turnover of cars in the 6,000 square feet.
You are. I mean, that's why the screening's important to us.
Right.
The intent in M1 was that it had a small outdoor storage area. Whether you like the M1 ordinance or not, really the only difference between M1 and M2 is that storage area and the size of it. So the small screen storage area is the only place that vehicles should be stored outside. Now, you know, remember this is a repair garage too, and so will there be vehicles sitting outside waiting to go into the repair garage? I don't think so. It's a relatively large garage, but I'm sure during the day there will be a car or two that sit outside and wait for someone to pick it up or wait to go into the garage. Now, if a vehicle is wrecked and doesn't have wheels on it and it's sitting out there for 3 days, then that's code enforcement violation and we need to go cite that.
If you can identify the one vehicle that had to move.
Right. And we do that. I mean, we've done that before. Now, on the inside of the 6,000 square feet, you raise a point that's valid. But, you know, no one's going to see that if it's a violation. If a car sits in there for 45 days or 90 days, it should have no impact because no one can see it.
Right.
Well, it has the impact of having a screened area for storage outside, right?
Right.
And if they didn't need the outside storage, they wouldn't need to come here for zoning.
That's correct.
So the question here is whether you want a screened area. An auto repair shop could go in there without a screened outdoor storage.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll allow you to add something if you want to come back up.
Yes, one other thing I'd like to add. Anybody that's ever been in and around a towing company or a body shop or anything like that knows that there's a small mountain of materials, bumpers and fenders and tires and windshields and rakes and this and that, that just accumulates. So when I call it an accumulated scrapyard, that's what would be there. Okay, so it's not just a matter of single individual vehicles here and there. What about all the refuse and what about all of the noise impact to the surrounding houses when they hear this constant grinding and pounding all day long? So, you know, I just feel like this is a company that should seek out industrially zoned land for their purposes, because it's going to be a poor fit up there. It's always going to be a source of complaint from the neighboring properties over the noise, over the storage, so on and so forth. So, okay?
Thank you. All right, I want to hear this, so come on up.
Hi, my name's Philip Schuster, 3003 Southwest College Road. I'm from the Ocala Marion County EDC. I've had the luxury of reviewing their project, and we fully support it. I've looked at their operations firsthand, and it's not, as he refers to, scrap metal everywhere. It's a very clean operation. The project will have an off the bat, you know, at least $110,000 capital investment, creating 5 to 7 secure jobs. So I fully support this project, and hopefully we can alleviate any concerns there are about it being a scrap metal yard, because it is not.
Okay. Thank you.
Wait a second.
Okay. We got a question for you.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Has the EDC, the point that struck home with me was the amount of visitors this area gets to come to the Livestock Pavilion. I see that as a gateway to the downtown area and a desire to improve the overall appearance of that North Mac stretch extending over to the Livestock Pavilion. Has the EDC looked at the impact that this project will have on the improvement of that corridor?
Yes, sir, we have. We believe it's good for the community. I mean, currently the area tends to be kind of a blighted area. The rezoning that we're asking for is contiguous with the overhaul comprehension plan, so I believe overall it's a good thing. I don't think it's going to hinder any economic growth within that area.
Okay. Good thing.
They answered my question.
If you want me to address the gentleman's concern about the scrap,
yeah, that's obviously a realistic concern. One of the co-owners, Mr. Lassard, is here. They actually have a gentleman that comes in, was it 2 or 3 times a week, but obviously hauls out this. I mean, that's just part of, I mean, the pile would be bigger than the 4 acres in a short time. I mean, if that stuff wasn't hauled out on a regular basis. And like I said, Mr. Schuster and myself obviously know their existing facility well, so. Very orderly.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any type of preliminary site plan on this that we can look at as to what the current discussion is?
No, I don't think we have a conceptual site plan yet. We have had a discussion with the applicants, but we haven't, nothing was firm, conceptually firm. We can address any concerns that you have.
My concern is that it lend itself to future development in the area, as opposed to next door neighbor, as has been identified, saying, well, gee, I don't want to put a retail space in that location because it's right next to that type of use. And it seems to me once we vote to change the zoning, we can't put the genie back in the bottle, and you said okay to this type of use. So if they come with a reasonable site plan, it's going to be hard for us to say, well, we don't like the site plan. I think we have this discussion about every meeting as to which comes first, the site plan or the zoning change.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the zoning change always comes
right, and
first.
And it has to from a financial standpoint. Nobody wants to put a whole bunch of money into drawings before they know they can do what they're being asked to do.
Well, the only other thing that clouds this issue to some degree is that the new, next month, you're going to adopt a new map, or maybe you're going to adopt a new map. You're at least going to see one and make a recommendation on it. And this is an area that, you know, we share your concerns about where it is. We feel like we can accommodate this use even under the new concepts on this site. And we can, you know, we can do some front treatments and things like that that will make it, its presentation to the street be more in conformance with what we envision with the future plan, because we do have the same concern, especially as it relates to North Magnolia and Italian from here to North Magnolia.
Well, thanks for that. That's kind of where I was going is, do you have, do we have teeth there now in order to be able to review a site plan with that in mind?
The short answer to that, I think, is no. But what's going to happen when you adopt the map, we're going to have to have something put in place to make sure that the zoning districts conform to the land use districts that we overlay them mm-hmm. with. We have begun work on the form-based code for that includes this area. At the north end of this area, one thing I could tell you is that it's not as orderly and urban as the rest of that area. It's a little looser in its fabric, and its road construction's not gridded necessarily. And you can see that partially on this map anyway. So some of the treatments are they address form, but we're doing everything by the road, so we're identifying the properties by the road that they lie on. So we'll have some frontage requirements that would redevelop. Trying to also, though, take uses that were non-conforming and allow some of them to continue, but when it comes time to fully redevelop the site, that they conform to a higher degree to the plan and the code.
When we go to the directionally challenged, but I believe it's west, it looks like we go into medium industrial.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does medium industrial allow for outdoor storage?
Yes.
And we have areas in the North Magnolia Corridor where we have, you know, these spots of age-old medium industrial that have things like old telephone poles and things stored outdoors with no screening. But hopefully in a new code, we'll change some of that, some of those areas, especially as they lie south of this.
If we're trying to change that in the future, does it give us pause as to why we would approve this change?
It gives me short pause. I think this is going to be a well-kept use, and this building's been out of play for a long time, and they're going to reuse the building. If they were coming in for a full redevelopment of the site, it would give me greater pause.
Yeah, we've talked about with the blending of an M1 and M2 in the future, commonality would be that any outdoor storage has to be screened. So we won't be loosening requirements on this particular site. The code specifically requires that the outdoor storage must be contained and screened from public view with the design and materials approved as part of the site plan. Okay. So will it just be black this wing? I'm thinking something more myself. I don't really know what the conditions are there, what the opportunities are for planting some landscape, and it needs to make sense. But what we have now is a very large vacant building, and that's not good for the area. That's not good for the corridor. If a viable business can make this its home and can prosper there with the activities occurring inside the building and the ancillary outdoor storage being properly screened, I think that's a better situation than a vacant building.
Well, we're tasked with, we're not here to approve a use, we've got to vote on a zoning, yeah, which allows a whole, so we're not just, we can't just focus in on one use, even though that's the use that's, being mentioned, is the target use. We've got, as a M1 as a whole, is it appropriate? It's right adjacent to M2, and it seems like if it can help enhance the, all the improvements that have been done across the street at the Livestock Pavilion, if not enhance it, at least not detract from it, but it's not out of character with the area. So if it's controlled according to the M1 regulations.
Yeah, and we're doing a little bit of speculating in the future here on land use and zoning, so just for to move forward theoretically into the future or speculatively into the future, I think what becomes important are a couple of things. One is it really becomes more prescriptive when it comes to the layout of the site and the boxes that are on the site, the buildings, as opposed to the uses in the buildings. When they become uses similar to this use with, especially in this north area where we have a mixture of uses, we have a mixture of industrial and commercial and wholesaling uses, performance of those uses becomes important. How much noise they make, how much vibration they make, how much dust they make, and what they look like, how do they present themselves to the street, that becomes very important. And those are the kinds of things that we're gonna, that will be included in the new form-based code for this area.
I've got,
work closely with the applicants.
Got one question, it's some of that Ted had said earlier. Would you be able to open an auto body shop in the B4
yes.
and operate it? So the only thing...
You would need a special exception.
But that would be readily available?
Well, I mean, they'd have to approve it. And the things that would come into consideration are what's around it. You know, is are the door openings, does it face the front door of something across the street? How much noise is there? How much vibration? All of those performance standards should come into... They should be analyzed during that hearing, but yes, it would be available.
Now, with that hearing, is this taking place of that hearing by doing this zoning?
Well,
or is that hearing still down the road?
No, there is no, this is a use by right in the M1.
Okay. So it is a big change.
It's a change. Yeah, is it a big change?
Oh. I mean, I would say that the change is minor since the only material change is mitigated by the screening and the fact that they have to hide it from public view. You know, I think that's the only real material, I guess I'm considering the use a little bit here, but it's the only real material change we're being asked to grant, and I think it's 100% mitigated. And I understand the reasonable, or it's very reasonable, the concern that it could get out of hand, but we have to trust our code enforcement to keep that under wraps.
I disagree with you on the 100% mitigated, because you've got a screen fence where you didn't have a screen fence before. You know, it's not the issue of looking at the cars, because you have to have a screen fence. It's the issue of looking at a screen fence and what's it going to look like. And in thinking beyond use, I think you think beyond the applicant. The applicant is going to put a tremendous amount of money into the property and runs a shop that they keep immaculate, from what I'm understanding. What does the next user do? And what does the next user do in there? You've got residential to the south, if I'm looking at it correctly. No.
Yes, correct.
Not immediately.
I think they're...
Yeah.
I think it's definitely a change. I don't think it's a minor change.
Well, I mean, I would say if you're behind there right now, you can't get much worse. So, I mean, I understand the concern with the screen fence. I think the fact that they're putting the at least we have heard that the loose plans at this point are to put the cars, the outdoor storage on the west side, is great for those residents, and that the screen fence is a huge step up with an operational facility than what they've got now, which is a empty place that's fallen in on itself and obviously a source of vandalism.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand your long-term concerns as well. But when it comes to the redevelopment of the area, I think we've got to crawl before we walk, and we've got to have reasonable short-term expectations as well as long-term expectations. So an operation, an open business is always better than an empty storefront. Well, not always, but...
Well, comparatively, the B4 is potentially as, if not more, intense than the M1 as far as being adjacent to residences. So there's not an increase in intensity of use that a neighbor is going to notice necessarily. Now, there may be differences depending on which use it is in the two different zoning districts, but intensity-wise, generally speaking, between the M1 and the B4 is as intense, if not more so, as far as the uses it allows.
That's,
in my opinion.
That's generally true. The M1 district has been, for the most part, a warehousing district and a very light manufacturing district. It hasn't allowed any real heavy manufacturing for the most part. The other thing is that there are requirements for screening, and you know, I think we got locked in on the black visqueen type fence or black slatted fence, and that is not what we typically approve for screening those cases. It's typically some kind of a hard wall in combination with landscaping.
All right. Right. Okay. You good? Any more discussions or motions or anything? It's back up here to the board, so.
Well, if there's no further discussion, I'll move to approve the land use and zoning change.
Okay.
I'll second.
Got a motion for approval and a second. And if there's no further discussion, call the roll.
Mr. Batsel?
Aye.
Mr. Howell?
Aye.
Mr. Adams?
Aye.
Mr. Schott?
No.
Mr. Briner?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Okay, public hearing, I guess that's been withdrawn by the petitioner.
Yes.
Is that gonna?
He has sold the, or is in the process of selling the property. Is someone who wants to continue using it for the agricultural purposes it's been used for a number of years.
Very good. Okay.
Dodged that bullet, didn't we?
I know. How about that? Anybody got anything to add? Discussions or anything?
Just quickly, next month we are going to have two P&Z meetings. July 9th, we will have a meeting to consider the billboard ordinance and the bingo ordinance. So there will be three members who will have to be recused from the billboard portion of that meeting, so we'll need everyone to be present, everyone else, two of whom are not here. And on July 23rd, we'll have the comprehensive plan amendments and map. And likely at least one other case.
When do you expect the billboards to hit? 9th or the 23rd?
The 9th. The billboards and bingo on the 9th, comprehensive plan on the 23rd.
I'm going to be late anyway.
On the 23rd?
I will. On the 9th, I will probably not make it for 5:30.
If we need to make any adjustments in time, I suppose we could do that if we had to accommodate, but that's the
plan. Schedule billboards first.
Right.
That will really depress my employees who like to watch me sit up here and not speak.
So that's,
we'd like to see that too.
Doesn't happen often.
Is there any way we can get some lead time on the comp plan stuff?
Yes.
I mean, extra lead time? I know you guys are working furiously.
That might depend on our attorney, but I think so, yes. He doesn't kill us first.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Well, that will be adjourned.
Okay. Because we're getting all the elements, right?
You're going to get land, future land use. You're going to get transportation, rec and parks,
Pauling?
And capital improvements.
Okay.
You need four of those, arguably, most important elements.
Okay.
Pete, you got a minute for me to pick your brain about
Absolutely.
The Gaslight District?
Sure.
Your favorite topic?
We have a Gaslight District?
That's what I was wondering.
I'm sitting here going, Laurel Woods has gaslights.
San Diego has one. So.
They do? That's what I thought of immediately.